This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Pretty funny story. Michael Massey, who we've had on the show before, of course, and he was talking about a time in which George Brett maybe was critical of his performance. There's more details to the story, and Cody was texting with him too, but that he can't share publicly. But this is what Michael Massey was saying. It's a hilarious story about George Brett and then Michael Massey's dad.
I have a text from a number I don't recognize, and the first sentence is, "Hey, this is George Brett." First thing I do, actually, is I take the message and I send it to my family group chat. I'm like, "Guys, George Brett is texting me about how bad I'm playing. Like, this is sick." I get a call from our travel coordinator. Phone's ringing. I'm like, "Great, here I'm getting sent down. I'm at 1:30. He's like, "Hey, man, I'm so sorry about what happened." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And he's like, "I saw, you know, what George sent you, and you know, he got after you pretty good. You know, he's like, I even saw that he said you should be in AAA the way you're playing right now." Actually, it was AA. My dad called George Brett on the phone and basically told him he was going to fight him the next time he saw him. And so it's a really interesting thing, because George and I are unbelievable friends now. Just, I love George, and I've gotten to know him really well, but it is an interesting story how we met.
Massey's dad was ready to fight George Brett. He was ready to fight George Brett over a text, which it's an unbelievable story, and it's hilarious. And again, I think there's some more details specifically on the conversation, which is great. But one, it just shows, like, no matter who you're dealing with, like, you're going to be protective of your kids or your son, or in this case, or whatever it is. But that, considering George Brett's involved in the conversation, just imagining if you're Michael Massey. And your dad's mad. George Brett is texting you about how poor you're playing, and your dad's getting involved in wanting to fight George Brett. That's an all-timer.
Should Michael recommend that his dad get a hold of Greg Nettles? just for point of reference, maybe some tips in regards to potentially getting into a tete-a-tete with George Brett. Yeah, I mean, give the guy some credit. Hey, you know, give him some applause for being in, you know, defending his child, but to try to argue baseball topics with George Brett, you know, I know that Michael's dad played baseball, I think, at like Illinois, played in the 80s or something, played for the Fighting Illini, but this is George Brett we're talking about still. I mean, was it a little bit harsh? Yeah, probably. And Massey has proven to be a very, very serviceable player for the Royals. I think he was excellent last year, but it's an interesting story, something Michael Massey will remember forever, I'm sure.
Yeah, there was it's on, if you want, there's the full podcast episode. It was an Apple podcast episode. There's also a YouTube video. If you literally, the video on YouTube is titled that time Michael Massey's dad threatened George Brett. The fact that title even exists for a video is all time if you're Michael Massey. And again, George Brett, it sounds like, was obviously cool about the whole thing as well. And then, as you heard from Massey, like, now him and George Brett are fairly close and everything. I don't remember the exact timeline of where it was at. And the other funny thing is Michael Massey, he's told us, we've had him on the show, like, his dad played baseball too. Mm-hmm. So it's not like his dad's coming from a place of not, like, you know, just not knowing anything about baseball or anything like that. His dad played for Illinois, I think.
I think it's funny that it's not like he just called him, you know, to rip him a new one, essentially, and, you know, go off on him for texting Michael that. But to basically say, "Hey, man, I'm down to fight you. You know, this is, when is this happening? Where and when?" If you don't stop, I'm going to have to throw some hands over this.
Yeah, his hands are rated E for everyone. Yeah,
that's right.
You can go to the Odyssey app, too, the Foul Territory podcast. If you just search for that, you'll find it on the Odyssey app. It's titled Michael Massey's Crazy George Brett Story. That was a story he recounted. He also talked about, of course, he's a huge Chicago fan, so he talked about the 2005 White Sox team. And you guys know, if you've listened at all when Massey's come on the show, he's a huge Chicago Bears fan, too, a huge NFL fan. So maybe we'll have to try to get Massey on the show from spring training, from surprise, and follow up with some more questions about how that whole thing actually went as well.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.